Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I hope you were out there running this morning. I was, without my shirt, sprinting up the hills and loving that rain. Some of you may have caught the rainbow. Absolutely critical phenomenon for us all. When the air clears in Los Angeles and the sun shines at the same time, don't you just feel better? There's one reason you do feel better. Well, we know the air is clean, but there's something else that happens when the vibration of the earth changes, and that is your blood thins. Blood thinning. We're going to discuss blood thinning today. Hopefully you're doing a little bit of it from exercise, but I want you to understand blood viscosity. I'm going to use a term today. And again, everybody in some way, shape, or form has a concern about the viscosity of their blood. I'm going to elaborate on that today. A lot of times I do shows where we just pick a disease, a common malady, an ailment, arthritis, fibromyalgia, TMJ, cancer, low back pain. This is the stuff that you can relate to because you may have it or you may have had it. And you like those kind of shows, and so I do them. But there's something way more important than that. Because there are concepts in physiology, in pathology, that tie together all these types of diseases. And this is always the more important and the better investment of your time, money, and energy to really learn what these fundamental concepts are about. So on one end of the spectrum, we've got the herb symptom of approach. On the other end of the spectrum, or on another end of the spectrum, we've got people that want to hear about their disease, their concern, and what to do about that. Get away from that notion. If you really want to understand what an herb is about, understand the basic laws of pathology. And you can understand that. And one of them today is blood stasis. Blood viscosity. How thick is your blood? Yes, I know at the breakfast table, you don't think in terms of this, but you have to. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc. Go right to the show and look at the pictures. The pictures tell a thousand words. For those of you who know the routine, picture number one, go to it. You're going to see this notion of blood viscosity is very, very central in science. It just doesn't translate into your physician across the desk. You don't hear it from your doctors. You don't hear it as a concern in your physicals. You don't hear it as a concern when you're sick. But if you go into the journals, issues about thickness of blood, blood viscosity, is so, so fundamental to how we study pathogenesis of disease. We know it's what's behind what drives disease. I've put articles on the site today. You look at those articles. Those are peer-reviewed science articles. They are not your local nutritionist's opinion. Picture number one, is your heart pumping sludge? 60 million Americans suffer from cardiovascular disease. Cross out cardiovascular disease and put 200 million Americans suffer from blood sludge. Now, I want you to take that one in really deep to yourself because it's not your accustomed way of thinking about your health, your life, your disease, or curing from your disease. But it's so critical that you start today. 200 million Americans suffer from blood sludge. You bet they do. the complete blood viscosity test offered only by Meridian Valley Lab. I'm not endorsing that lab. I don't really know that lab. I use this as an example of what the pathologists who own the labs are trying to get to the American public, an understanding of what we're talking about today. And that lab may be very, very well. There's ways in your profiles, in your blood work, there's different things that you can get ordered that will give you a sense of, not the complete picture of, but a sense of how thick your blood is. We regularly measure prothrombin time, PTT. But you see, this prothrombin time is measured in relationship to strokes. It's measured sometimes in relationship to clotting diseases. It's not measured, or it's not even useful in relationship to what we're talking about when we say 60, 100, 200 million Americans have issues where the blood is too thick. Then prothrombin time is useless. So for the most part, we're not measuring it. Now, there is a indice in the blood called fibrinogen. Fibrinogen. It's not a bad thing to check the next time you get yourself any of your heart tests. Most of your doctors are not going to measure it. Some of your cardiologists will measure it. But, okay, your fibrinogen levels are bad. Yeah, that means you've got blood sludge. Your fibrinogen levels are good. That doesn't mean you don't have blood sludge. You got to respect any time you test false negatives. You can never use one test to give you reality. Using one test to give you reality is the equivalent of watching a movie off one frame in the film. That's about how wise that is. One test does not tell you anything about the totality of your body. 9 times out of 10, 99% of the time. You don't watch a movie and see 1 minute of it and a couple of frames and say you saw the movie. You wouldn't measure your indices of blood sludge or fibrinogen or prothrombin time either. You've got to get the profile. Do you follow? I know you do. If you're new to the show, you don't. So listen hard. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com. That's picture number one. Just defining a concept. Now, let's just talk about the blood for a minute. Go to picture number three. When you take the blood, it breaks down into three components: plasma, which is mostly water, white blood cells and platelets, and red blood cells. Your blood, in terms of material in it, is mostly red blood cells. The large, high percentage of your blood are red blood cells. Great. And you got a few RBCs, a little bit of the platelets account for a percentage of the volume. You're looking at picture number three now. Your blood is it's mostly water. It's mostly blood plasma. Now, there's lots of things in the blood that determine the thickness of the blood. We measure the clotting mechanism, how fast your blood clots, as it relates to your platelet counts and your ability of your platelets to go through a multi-step process whereby the blood will clot. You know, hemophiliacs, they don't clot too fast. They hemorrhage easy. They can die. It's serious. That's what we measure when we're measuring prothrombin time. That, to use that as the sole indice of blood viscosity is absurd. Well, you know that. Why? Strokes. Third leading cause of death in the United States, strokes. Most of them are clot strokes, embolic strokes. And what do we give people to make sure that we deal with this horrid stroke issue so they don't get a second stroke, which is the one that usually kills you, or the third one kills you? What do we give them? We give them Coumadin. We give them Plavix. We give them Warfarin. We give them pharmaceuticals to make sure that the platelets don't clot so fast. And yet stroke, now here's where you apply your common sense. Stroke is the third leading cause of death in America. So how can that be when most of the deaths are after the first stroke and everybody's on Coumadin? If it worked to stop your second and third third stroke. If we really had this clotting issue figured out on the basis of Coumadin, Warfarin, Plavix, we wouldn't have stroke as the third leading cause of death in the United States. Just common sense. So the point is, we don't. Measuring blood viscosity is something we don't do. We don't even have a concept of it. A bare concept, and yet I'm going to show you the articles. It's very central in terms of its importance in hematology. It's very important as far as how many cultures understand disease, the pathogenesis, the journey of disease in your body from before you get it to the symptom to when you die of it. Somebody comes in. I did a show on fibromyalgia recently, and people come in, and they have fibromyalgia, and they have all sorts of pain and this. And if you talk to them about thickness of blood, blood viscosity, the reason you take herbs is to help regulate the blood so the fibromyalgia then will resolve. That's foreign. That's news. How about cancer? How about autoimmune disease? How about IBS? How about ulcerative colitis? How about low back pain? How about polymyositis rheumatica? How about any disease has a variable but significant, always significant to very significant contribution by blood viscosity? What does that mean to you? You want to know what to do for your symptom, what to do for your specific disease. And this is what I, for the next 45 minutes, I'm going to harp on. Because you've got to get this concept. You have to walk in to your healthcare practitioner and say, what do I need to do about my blood sludge, about the thickness of my blood, about my blood viscosity? That's what you've got to do. You shouldn't be walking in saying, what do I do about my fibromyalgia? What do I do about my low back pain? What do I do about my headaches? What do I do about my cancer? Don't think in those terms, because that's not functional. And they're thinking in terms of your blood viscosity, and you're thinking in terms of your cancer, or your lupus, or your heart disease. So you and your healthcare practitioner are not on the same page. You pretend to be, but you're not. That's why I do this show. We have to close the gap between your superficial versions, and it's not your fault, but your versions of why you hold on to your symptoms are superficial. And the statistics are on my side. And I'm talking holistic medicine. Let's not have the conversation about Kaiser Permanente and the allopaths. Use those guys for acute medicine and surgery. I'm talking about holistic medicine not being on the same page with you. Why? Because there's too much of a communication gap. You're still sticking to your symptoms. So that's the blood. Understand what the blood is made of. Now, in that plasma, tons of horrid poisons, tons. Metabolites of your natural physiology, stuff you make that gets out of your body, but it passes through the blood, to the liver, to the gallbladder, out the skin, through the lymph, and stuff that's not supposed to be there. We say exogenous, EX, exogenous poisons. Poisons that come in from the outside. We say endogenous poisons, END, not EXO, endogenous poisons. These are poisons that your body makes. So either way, exogenous or endogenous, in the plasma is floating all this garbage. All right, good. Relax, take a deep breath. There's more oxygen in the air today. And always, and I'm going to harp back to this later, because we're going to make a claim for what the blood is. The blood is not what you think it is. I'm going to make a strong argument for that, but I'm going to save that for more or less part of the climax today. We want you to climax. And that's later. Right now I'm going to say picture number two. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, straighttalk.cc. If you're driving, when you get home, get on the website. You got to use the pictures. Regulation of the circulatory system. The autonomic nervous system. Always the autonomic nervous system is influencing the blood. Big, really big. You're never going to get around that. What does that mean to you? I hope it means something. To many, it means nothing. your stress levels and your ability to live in